Torreyway, Northwest London, 30th of January, Yud Zayin Shvat, Rabbi Avraham. It's not, isn't it? It's Yud Dalet Shvat. Sorry, apologies to all of you out there. Marina Rav, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Tzan, Hoitzo'o on Shabbos.
Good morning, Rabbi Shlomo. This week we have the Aseret Hadibros, which Shabbos is a prominent feature. So we'll discuss something on Hitzah, not so much Halacha Lemaisa, more a bit Yeshivish Indian on Hitzah. The Gemara says in Ksumas, we know there's a Halacha of Kamlei Bedrabbe Minei. The person does something for which he's Chayav Isa, and at the same time he does something for which he's Chayav Momon. So commonly with Ravamine, and because it's Chayav Misa, he doesn't have to pay, it patters the Chayav Mom. So because of this halacha, the Gemara says, Zorak Chayt Mitchilas Arba V'Soif Arba. If on Shabbos someone shot an arrow in Rosh Hashanah, and we know in Rosh Hashanah a person makes an Akira, picks up Rosh Hashanah, carries it 4 amos, and puts it down, makes a Hanocha, that's the melacha of Havara, Rosh Hashanah. Somebody picked up an arrow in the Rosh Hashanah, he threw it, it landed 4 amos away, and on the way, it was Korah Shiroim B'Halichosoi. On the way, it tore somebody's baguette, which under normal circumstances would make him a mazik, and he would be chayav. So the Gemara says, because of the rule of Kamlei Bedrabbe Minei, so you're potter. Now, Bahamas over here, there's a chiddush. Because at the time when the beged was torn, this gentleman was not yet Chayav Misa.
Right.
Because the arrow was still in transit. And even though he was going to become Chayav Misa, but he wasn't actually yet Chayav Misa until it actually lands. Nevertheless, since he's in the process, so therefore the Gemara says, this is the rule called Akira Tzorech Hanocha, and since you're in the process of doing a melacha for which you are Chayav Misa, even though you haven't actually completed the melacha, that's enough to be able to say, Kam Levin Ramamene, and you're potter. The example which the Gemara gives is in a case of Havaras Dalad Amas Rishus Harabim. You threw the arrow in Rishus Harabim, it travelled 4 Amas, and it tore on the way. In Hilchos Hitzah, everyone knows there's 2 types of Hitzah. There's Havaras Dalad Amas Rishus Harabim. There's also Hutzah, Rishus HaYochid, to Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa, which doesn't require 4 amos. You can be over in 2 inches, as long as you make the Akira in the Rishus HaYochid, and then, or the other way around, and then you put it down into Rishus HaRabim, you'll also be Chayav. Is the Gemara, the Shaila is, this halacha of Akira Tzorech Hanocha, which the Gemara mentions by Havara, Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim, would this halacha also apply in a situation of Hitzah? For example, somebody picks up an arrow in Rosh Hashanah, chucks it, and it lands in Rosh Hashanah. So he hasn't done the malacha of Havara, because it didn't land in Rosh Hashanah, it landed in Rosh Hashanah. He's done the malacha of Hachnosa, of Hitzah. And on the way, it tore a beged. So do we say, well, same thing? What's an afkamina? Just like the Gemara says, by Havaras, Dalad Amos, Rishus HaRabim, we have a principle, Akira, Tzorech Hanocha, you're in the process of doing a malacha for which you're Chayav Misa, and therefore you can't be Chayav Mammon. So what's an afkamina whether you're in the process of doing the malacha of Havaras, Dalad Amos, Rishus HaRabim, or whether you're in the process of doing the malacha of Hitzah, Rishus HaYachin, Rishus HaRabim? Either way, you're in the process. So it would seem very logical to assume that the same rule which the Gemara applies by Havara, that we say Akira, Tzorech, Hanocha, and we apply the rule of Kamlei Bedrabbe Minei, L'chay, the same rule should apply to in a situation of Hitzah or Achnos. And this is in fact the opinion of Tosfos. Tosfos in a few places holds, says this rule of the Gemara applies both by Havara and by Hitzah. However, the opinion of the Rambam, at least according to some, the opinion of the Rambam is to differentiate. The Rambam holds this rule is exclusive to the halacha of Havara. This klal of Akira, Tzorech Hanocha, because you're in the process of doing something for which you will be Chayav Isa. Therefore, if you became Chayav Mamon in the process, you will be Potter, Kamli, and Rabbi Menei. Says the Rambam, at least according to some Mepharshim, this rule only applies if you're in the process of doing the Malacha of Havara. But if you're in the process of doing the Malacha of Hitzah, this rule will not apply. And therefore, somebody picks up an arrow of Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaYochid, chucks it lands in the other Rishus, and on the way it tore a Beged, according to the Rambam, you would be Chayav. And obviously the question is, Manishtana, what is the Nafkamina? Either way, you're in the process of doing a Malacha of Shabbos. Why should there be a difference? So there's a very famous chilek which is made by Reb Chaim Briska, Zichron Levracha. And he differentiates, he says there's a fundamental difference between the Malacha of Havara and the Malacha of Hitzah. Says, and this difference will explain the opinion of the Rambam. Says Reb Chaim, the Malacha of Hitzah, if we would want to analyze and define, the Halacha of the Hitzah is to changing the location of the Schefet. Until now it's in one type of Rishus, Rishus HaYochid, and now I'm changing the location, I'm making now the location of this Schefet is Rishus HaRabim. That Malacha, that change which you effect on the Schefet, that you change the location of the Schefet, you make an Akira over here, and you make a Hanacha over there, that is the Malacha. Says Reb Chaim, if that's the case, you pick something up, Rishus HaYochid. That's the Akira. You place it down, Rishus HaRabim, the Hanacha. The transportation, the carrying, why you're carrying it out, that's not an intrinsic part of the Malacha. That's just a Hechtimsa. In order to get to part two, I'm not going to become Chayav unless I place this thing in a different Rishus. So how am I going to place this thing? I picked it up, Rishus HaRabim. If I place it down here, Havachkonish Katon, I haven't done anything. So in order to effect a change, I have to make a maneuver, and I have to go and walk into a Rishus, the other Rishus, and place it down there. So the actual walking, the actual going, is not in it. You have to do it, because if you don't go there, there won't be a Malacha. But it's not part of what we would call the Mechayev. Because the Malacha is the Akira in this Rishus, and the Hanacha in that Rishus. The actual movement is just a Hechatimsa to get to the other Rishus. However, says Reb Chaim, Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. You picked it up, Rishus HaRabim, and you put it down, Rishus HaRabim. So what's the Malacha? How would we define the Malacha? You can't say that the Malacha, the Chepta, the definition of the Malacha of Havara is changing of location. You've changed which pavement, which part of the pavement it's on, but it's not a fundamental change because it's Rishus HaRabim. So what is the definition, says Reb Chaim, of the Malacha of Havara? The definition of the Malacha of Havara is the movement. The fact that you moved the Chavis, not that you changed the location of the Chavis, you haven't changed it. It's still Rishus HaRabim. It's the movement. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, when it comes to Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, the Akira is about a part of the Mechayev, part of the Malacha, the Hanacha, 4 Amos away, is part of the Malacha, but the Havara, the moving, is also an intrinsic part. It's not just a Hechatimsa. It's not just a Hechatimsa. In order to get to the Hanacha, I've got to move there. No, because when it comes to Havaras Dalet Amos, this is the Malacha. The moving, the movement, which is a Rabbi, that is what we would call the Chepta of the Malacha. That's the definition of the Malacha. By Hitzah, the moving is just a Hechatimsa. I want to effect the change. I want to change the location. So therefore, I need to, in order to do that, I have to carry it. I have to move it from here to there. The actual moving is just a Hechatimsa to get there. It's not a Chelek of the actual Mechayev. The Mechayev is the Hakira of Rishus HaYochid and the Hanacha of Rishus HaRabim. Ma she'ikein, when it comes to Havara, where you've not changed fundamentally the type of location. You picked it up, Rishus HaRabim, and you put it down, Rishus HaRabim. So what is the Malacha? The Malacha is the transportation, the moving. And therefore, says Rav Chaim, when it comes to Havara, the actual moving is a chelik of the melacha, it's a chelik of the mechayev. Says Rav Chaim, with this we can understand, going back to the point with which we began, when it comes to Komlev and Rabbamele, when it comes to the rule of Akira and Tzoyer Chanocha, why do we find a difference between Havara and Hutzah? The Gemara says, Zorak Chetz B'tchilas Arba, you picked up an arrow, and you in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you threw it for Amos, and it tore a beggar on the way, so you're potter. Komlev and Rabbamele. Says Rav Chaim, I understand this thing. It's Gemaltic. Because think, what was this arrow doing at the moment when it tore the beggar? The arrow, the chetz, was moving in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the way we've explained it, the moving Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that is an intrinsic chelik of the malacha. That's not just doing a hechad timsa to get to somewhere. The moving of the arrow Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that is part and parcel of the malacha. So when this beggar was torn, the arrow which was thrown by this person was engaged in doing the actual malacha, the thing which is going to be mechayev misa ultimately when it lands. This, because you need the akira, you need the havara, the transportation, that's a chelik of the malacha, and you need the hanacha. And therefore, when this arrow tore the beggar, the arrow was busy. The arrow which had been thrown by this person was doing something which is an intrinsic part of the malacha. So come live in Ramamine. You're doing something which is mechayev yumisa, then you can't be mechayev on. However, Zakhlul Chayim, if somebody goes and he picks up an arrow of a shosarabim, and he chucks it into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and it lands in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and on the way it tears a beged. Says Rav Chaim, now let's analyze. What was this arrow busy doing when it tore the beged? So the way the Rav Chaim has defined the malach of Hitzah and Hachnosa, the malach is Akira in one Rishos, and Hanocha in the other Rishos. The moving, the transportation, that's not part of the malacha. That's just, you say, Chetimsa. In order for me to complete the malacha, I've got to get to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Otherwise, I'm not doing anything. But the moving is not an intrinsic part of the thing for which I'm going to be Chai Misa. So what was this arrow doing when it tore the beged? Nothing. I mean, it was moving, but it wasn't anything in the Gaba. It wasn't anything which is going to be Mechai Misa. The Mechai of the Misa is the Akira here and the Hanocha there. The moving is just a Chetimsa. But it's not a chilek of the actual malacha. And therefore says Rav Chaim, that's why the Rambam holds that when it comes to Hetzah or Hanasa, this rule of Akira Tzorech Hanocha, if the arrow tore the beggar in transit while it was moving, when it comes to Havara and the arrow's busy doing something which is the actual malacha, then Havara Yopata. Because at the time when it tore the beggar, it was doing something which was the actual malacha. Masha'ikin, if you're doing Hetzah, at the time when the arrow tore the beged, it was not doing something which was the actual malacha. It's a hechatimsa to get to the second part of the malacha, and therefore we cannot say akira terech hanocha. We can't say kom lebed rabbi.
So according to Reb Chaim, if the beged was lying on the floor in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, let's say, and it tore a pshas hanocha.
Oh, very good. If let's say he picked it up, and as he picked it up, he damaged it, or as it landed, then he'd be potter.
Excellent.
Yeah, because then it's the chelik of the mechayev. Yeah, it's that because korah shiroi b'halichoser. Right. So the mafarshim say that with this chiddush of Reb Chaim, we can explain the following. We know that in Shabbos there are basically three types of rishuyos: rishus harabim, rishus hayochid, and a mokeb tur, a kamlis mokeb tur. In deraisus, it's just three rishuyos. And the halacha is, we paskin, if somebody picks up a chafetz in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he walks from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a mokeb tur, into a kamelis, or into a mokeb tur, without stopping, and then he carries on walking, he didn't stop, and he goes into a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so he picked it up Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, walked through a kamelis, carried on walking without stopping, and then walked into Rosh Hashanah Yochid and stopped, so he's chayav. Because you made an Akira Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and a Hanocha Rosh Hashanah Yochid. However, if he picked it up Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, walked into the Mokeb Tor and stopped in the Mokeb Tor, and then continued walking from the Mokum Tur into the Rishus HaYochid, then he will not be Chayim. Because the first part, the made the Akira Rishus HaRabim, but the Hanocha was in a Mokum Tur. So you're not Chayim for that. And then you started walking again from the Mokum Tur. This is not an Akira. This is not an Akira from a place which is going to make you Chayim. And therefore, if you would stop in the Mokum Tur and then continue walking and reach the Rishus HaYochid, it'll be possible. But if he doesn't stop, if he picks it up, Rishus HaRabim, or whichever way around, walks through a Mokum Tur without stopping, and reaches the Rishus HaYochid, and stops Rishus HaYochid, he's Chayim. However, there is the opinion of the Tana Ben Azai. Ben Azai says that even if you don't stop, even in the case that we said, L'chari, you should be Chayim. You picked it up, Rishus HaRabim, you walked through a Mokum Tur, you didn't stop, you carried on walking, and until you came to Rishus HaYochid, says Ben Azai, you will be potter. Why should he be potter? I didn't make a Hanocha anywhere, I kept going. I made the Akira, Rishus HaYochid, I kept on going, and I made the Hanocha, Rishus HaRabim. So what's the clue? What difference does it make what was en route, whether I went through a... Says Ben Azai, you know why you're potter? Because Ben Azai has a principle, Mahalech Ka'imed. Ben Azai says, when a person, I'm not sure of the science of it, but whether he meant this scientifically or whether he meant it up in London, but Ben Azai said, when a person walks, every time he puts his foot down, that's the equivalent of a Hanocha. So even though he's not actually stopping, L'chayra, unless I'm sure, I don't know, but even though he's not actually stopping, nevertheless, Ben Azai says, every psia which a person takes, every step which a person takes, amounts to a Hanocha. So, you're doing Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha. You pick your foot up, Akira, you put your foot down at the end of the step, that's Hanocha. And therefore, says Reb Chaim...
Every step.
Sorry? No, you need Daladamas. Oh, you need Daladamas. We're coming to that in a minute. Oh, melting. Forget it. You're asking a kasha because Rosh Hashanah, you only chayv if you do Daladamas. Yeah. We're coming to that in a minute. Oh, very good. So says Ben Azai, somebody picks something up, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and he walks through a Mokum Tur without stopping. You think he didn't stop, but he did really, because Mahalech Ka'im Edomi. Because when a person walks, every step he takes is a Hanocha. So in effect, he's picked this thing up, Rosh Hashanah, he's put it down, he stopped in a Mokum Tur, because he walked through a Mokum Tur. He then carried on walking, so then he's made the Akira from the Mokum Tur, so he won't be Chayav.
And therefore, Ben Azai.
Sorry? Yeah, but he made he made that. He ended the first Hanok by putting. You understand, if he would put it down in the Mokum Tur, he'd be Potter.
Yeah.
So here, according to Ben Azai, that's like he stopped. He put it down. Because since Mahalach Ka'imed, so it's as if he stopped. So he stopped in the Mokum Tur. So he's ended the first Litzah.
Asking about Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah, but to a Mokum Tur, you're not Chayav. You're only Chayav from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. You're not Chayav from Rishus HaRabim to a Kamelis or to Mokum Tur. This is the Chiddush of Ben Azai. Oh, it comes to Tosfos, and Tosfos asks, how can a person ever be Chayav Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim? How can you ever be Chayav Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim? In order to be Chayav, you have to pick it up, walk 4 Amos without a Hanocha, and then put it down. So you can't be Chayav, because according to Ben Azai, Mahalakoyim Edomi. That's the question. So there is other choices which suggest that maybe you're Chayav Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim Kofetzes. Someone is into long jumping. I've never tried it before. But if you jump, is it feasible? Is it not for a normal 4 hours? Don't think you have to be from the Olympics to jump 4 hours. The Gemara means, Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim is Kofetzes. And the Welt asks on this Tosfos, the Gemara says, why should we not blow shofar on Shabbos? Why should you not shock and willow on Shabbos? Shema Yavirena Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim. Because maybe you'll come to carry 4 hours for Rishus HaRabim. So the Welt threat, according to Ben Azai, what are you worried about? This fella is into long jumping? On Rosh Hashanah? He's practicing his long jumping? On the Heiligen Tag for Rosh Hashanah? He's going to take the shofar and start jumping 4 hours? Or on Sukkot, on the first, he's holding his little Vanessa, which are extremely fragile, and he's going to start jumping 4 hours? How can there be such a chashash? A kasha. Others say, if you're a Hasidic Shiite, this is not a question. It's such a chesed for the mitzvah. How can you walk? You have to only zikri, you have to jump. But Al Kaponim, this is Tosfos Kasha. This is Tosfos Kasha. How can a person be chayev da'adam? So Tosfos answers, it's a gzeiras hakosim. Hilchos of Gemira law, that da'adam avos pshus harabim is not subject to the rule of mahalach ko'imid. And therefore, even though technically speaking, you stopped in the Mokib Torah of the halacha of Mahalach Ka'imei, Gzeiras HaKosuv does not apply in Rishus HaRab. So Tosfos asks on that Teretz, so why do we learn out from there? We have a principle in the Torah where the Teretz has a Chiddush. We don't say only applies to one place. We have something called a Binyan Av. You need to learn out, unless somehow or other there's a clear distinction. So, Adarabba, let's learn from this Gzeres HaKosim of Dalad Amos Peshus HaRabim that we don't say Mahalach Koimim. So, Tosfos says, no, there's a distance, there's a chiluk. In other words, we're going to differentiate between the case of Dalad Amos Peshus HaRabim and the case of Ben Azai, which is when you picked it up, Peshus HaYochid, you walked through a Mokab Tor. And from the Mokab Tor, you walked to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where there Ben Azai does say, Mahalach Ko'imi. So what is the difference? That in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in Dalad Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we do not say Mahalach Ko'imi. And yet when it comes to going via a Mokab Tor, we do say Mahalach Ko'imi. The Teretz is, says Tosfos, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a Mokab Chiyuv. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a place which you can either start or finish the Malacha of Hoitzah. And therefore, since in the Hagdara, the definition of the Gzeres HaKosov is in a Mokom Chiyuv, in a place where you can either begin the Malacha of Hoitzah, or you can end, you can terminate the Malacha of Hoitzah by either doing an Akira, or and then going to Rishus HaYochid, or by doing a Hanacha from Rishus HaYochid. Or by doing Dalad Amos Peshus HaRabim. So in a Mokim Chiyuv, there, but the rule of Ben Azai, that's the Gzeres HaKosuv, the rule of Ben Azai does not apply. Ma'ashein Kein Zok Tosfos. In a Mokim Tor, if you're going, in the case of Ben Azai, you picked it up, Peshus HaRabim. You went via a Mokim Tor, without stopping. And then you went to Rosh HaYochid. There, Ben Azai said, oh, you're going via a Mokab Tor? In a Mokab Tor, there, my Chiddush stands, Mahalech Ko'imedami, and that's why you're potter. So the Chiddush between Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yoch, and Dalad Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is, this is a Mokab Chiyuv. In a Mokab Chiyuv, the Chiddush of Ben Azai does not apply. Masha'ein Kein, in the case of Ben Azai, when you went via a Mokab Tor, the Chiddush of Ben Azai doesn't apply. In fact, that's the Teretz of Tosfos. So the Mefarshim and the Rasha and many others ask the following kasha on Tosfos. L'chayr, there's a Mefarsh Gemara k'neged Tosfos. What's the deal in the following case? Somebody picks something up which is not his in the Rosh Rabbim. So somebody leaves an object in the Rosh Rabbim, I see it there, I pick it up intending to steal it. So I've now become a gun. It's on Shabbos. I pick it up, I walk with the chayfah, and I put it down in the shusayach. So I see a chayfah in the street, which is not mine. I pick it up intending to steal it. I walk with it non-stop to my house, and I put it down in my house. So the Gemara says, in this case, classical case of Akira Tzorech Hanoch. Because when you picked it up, which was the moment of the Akira, which is the beginning of the Mechayev, that's the moment when you should have become Chayev Mom, and that's when you did the Geneva, but you can't be Chayev for that Geneva. Because what were you doing? What was I doing when I picked that thing, when I was Chayev the Mom? I was doing the Akira of this Melach on Shabbos. And so over here, everyone agrees, in such a case, since the Maisa Geneva, the Maisa which is Mechayev Mom, was done at the moment of the Akira, and the Akira is definitely an intrinsic chelik of the Mechayev on Shabbos, so you pick something up, you steal something by picking it up, and then you carry it to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you will be potter. As we state in the Gemara, says the Gemara, according to Ben Azai, you're going to be Chayev. According to Ben Azai, you pick something up, stealing, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you walk with it to your house, you put it down, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're going to be Chayev Misa, and you are going to be Chayiv Mamon. Why? Says the Gemara, very simple. Because when I picked this thing up, Bishus Harabim, this was not the moment for which I'm Chayiv Isa. Because when I picked it up, Bishus Harabim, I continued to walk, I put my foot down. When I put my foot down, that's Hanocha. That means I've ended, I've terminated the first Akira. Then I make the next step, so that's the new Akira. And then I go into the Rosh Hashanah. So the very first time when I picked this thing up, turns out, was not the Akira, which was being Mechayim Nisa. Because since I took steps until I got, it's only the last step before I get into the Rosh Hashanah, that's the Akira, which is going to be Mechayim. And therefore says that,
did you walk less than 4 amos in the Rosh Hashanah?
You look as much as you want. No, even more.
If you walk 4 amos, then according to Benazah, he's already chayv.
No, no, only when Benazah, when you stop. He didn't stop. He didn't stop. He didn't stop. Even Benazah, yeah, Benazah says that you don't say the chiddush of Mahalach Ka'imit if you do in Havara, but that's only if eventually you stop in Rosh Hashanah. This fellow never stopped Rosh Hashanah. So therefore the Gemara says, again, you pick something up with Shusarabim, you walk with it, you're stealing, you walk with it into the Shusayachim, and then you put it down, so we hold your potter, because Akira, you became Chayiv. Rabbi Nazar will say, no, you're Chayiv, because Mahalach Ka'imim. And the question is, but this is Shusarabim! This, you pick this thing up with Shusarabim! We just got finished saying that by a Mokham Chiyuv, in a place where there's a Mokum Chiyuv, where you can begin doing a Melacha or end doing a Melacha, in such a place, Ben Azai never said this Chiddush of Mahalach Ka'imidom. So this Gemara would appear to be an absolute head-on, diametrically opposed to Tosfos Teretz. So how do you reconcile the two? That's the kasha. Shall I stop? It's 9 o'clock. Shall I say the Teretz? I have a Teretz.
Well, Teretz, anybody who wishes to leave, is allowed to leave.
Sorry to go over time. Yeah. So, what's going on? So the answer which I've heard is as follows. According to Reb Chaim, we can explain Tosfos slightly differently, and that will explain it. And that is, Tosfos Teretz, what Tosfos means is not so much Mokoy, even though Tosfos uses the Lashon. What Tosfos means is, the Chilik between Daladamus Pushas Rabim is, am I busy doing something which is a Chilik of the Melacha? Or am I busy doing something which is not just a chetimsa for the Melach? When did Ben Azai say, Mahalach Ka'imei Dami? That's when I'm busy doing something which is just a chetimsa for the Melach. I'm not doing something which is an intrinsic chelik of the Melach. So therefore, you pick something up, Rishos Yachid, you go via a Kamelis, you go into Rishos Harabim, so then, as we mentioned before for Reb Chaim, this transportation, that's just a chetimsa. Or even if you don't go via, even if you pick something up in Rosh Hashanah and you walk, but you don't stop in Rosh Hashanah and you end up in Rosh Hashanah, this moving, Reb Chaim explained, was not an intrinsic chelik of the malacha, this moving was just a chetimsa to get to the Rosh Hashanah. If you're just doing a chetimsa, then Ben Azai says, I apply the rule of Mahalach Ka'imit. And that's why the Gemara says, you won't check it. Which we explained before, the moving is an intrinsic chelik of the malacha. So there, that's the gzeirus hakosa. That's when Tosfos says that according to Benazah, even Benazah will agree the halacha, the chiddush of Mahalach Ka'imin does not apply.
Well, my name is